All right, I want to talk to you now a little bit more about processes, allowable processes used at this level of the course. Now, as you track back over the processes of the first week and a half of this unit, we find out that we started in with some very easy straight wire processes, something you wouldn't mind remembering, something you wouldn't mind forgetting, in an effort to do two things, which is to have a two-way communication with the preclear and to study and observe communication lag. Since communication lag is easier to study on a straight wire basis than it is when the preclear is in motion. Although communication lag, of course, applies very intimately when the preclear is in motion. And then we went into 8C and studied 8C's opening procedure. And we used 8C's opening procedure, and it's three parts. The next thing we did was go into opening procedure by duplication. And immediately after that, we did some opening procedure of 8D, which is spotting spots in space and remedying heaviness. And we did some more opening procedure by duplication. And then we talked about confusing universes. ARC straight wire on confusing universes on the part of the preclear. Of course, that is a rather interesting way of running 8D. You run it with a really ARC straight wire upon that person whose universe the preclear is mixed up with. All right, and went a little bit further along this line and gave you another process, the most marked of these processes, was attention by duplication as a variation and a part of procedure 30, dirty 30. Now you've had two pieces there of 30. One of these parts is opening procedure by duplication, which is the first step of 30, and now attention by duplication, which is part of the fifth step of 30. And went along a little further than that, things you wouldn't mind making nothing out of. This as a process, as a method of remedying duplication of nothing on the part of the individual. His effort to duplicate nothing results in a great many hang-ups where he failed to make nothing of something. And, all right, you've had that as a process. You've had all these processes right down to this point. And quite in addition to that, you had another process this morning, which I ran on you, which consisted of what distance wouldn't you mind having between yourself and body parts, such as what distance wouldn't you mind between having between you a Thetan and your feet, 1 foot, the other foot, your genitals, the stomach, and we didn't go into it all the way, but it would be eyes, one eye at a time, your right eye. What distance wouldn't you mind having between you and your right eye, between you and your left eye, and between you and your head? And then this is run reversely. What distance wouldn't your right foot mind having between it and you a Thetan? Left foot between you and a Thetan. Genitals between you and a Thetan. Stomach between you and a Thetan. Eyes between you and a Thetan. Head between you and a Thetan. And that's practically all the commands there are in that. Now, this is a technique which is called exteriorization by distance. The process depends, of course, upon the preclear's ability to get into communication one way or the other with the environment first, and to follow an auditing command. These things must be done on a case before you would go into such a thing as exteriorization by distance. You must be sure that he is in a good two-way communication with the auditor and able to follow these commands and is in communication with the environment. Actually, the first one remedied is communication with the environment. Let's make sure that this individual knows something about communication with the environment. Now, that is done by 8C, and also the auditor's command over the preclear is remedied by 8C. And so that 8C opening procedure there would be a very necessary step if you were going to exteriorize somebody on this. If you were simply going out for exteriorization and you wanted to do an exteriorization on a preclear, I can tell you the most reliable method, which I know at this time, to achieve that fact. And the most reliable method would be, one, establish two-way communication with the pre-clear. Two, discuss with the pre-clear some of his problems, just to keep in a two-way communication with him, and then go into opening procedure of 8C until the pre-clear is as well established a communication with the environment, has been able to locate himself in space, and is able to take the orders of the auditor. I would do a test then on exteriorization by viewpoint, by distance. Same thing. Exteriorization by distance. I would make a test on it, run it for a short time, and if I got communication changes and something seemed to be happening with the pre-clear, why, that's just fine. I would just go right on and run it. If that didn't take place, I would throw him into opening procedure by duplication, bang, until he was real sure that he was in communication and he could duplicate. And then I would go on off into this exteriorization by distance. We're talking now about a highly specialized type of case. We are talking about the very, very occluded, very resistive 5 when we are talking about this type of process. Now, we have for a long time needed a process which would handle these people who didn't readily and immediately exteriorize. They are actually a barrier on the track to progress. They are logs in the road. They are people who shouldn't ever have happened, and other kind statements. Actually, the examination of the extremities of this case have produced considerable technology. Examining the rougher level of case made it necessary to get even simpler and better processes. Had we never had any case below step 3, we would long since have considered our job in Scientology in investigation to have been concluded. But these black fives and these very resistive cases continued to baffle us and give us a little bit of trouble and backslide and so forth. And so a great deal more had to be done there in the matter of research and investigation. And that has occupied practically all of the past year of research and investigation in Dianetics and Scientology. We have long since solved the step 1. We have long since solved the step 2. There's nothing to this. And with a little skill and spaciation, you can solve one of these step 3s. Step 3 is merely using a lot of energy instead of creating space. And you just get him to creating space a bit, and his Vizio turns on, you exteriorize him, and he's on his way. But these very rough cases that should never have happened, that should have been shot before they ever came up anyhow, you understand I only have the kindest feelings for these cases, did us the rather remarkable favor of posing a sufficiently rough problem to bring into being techniques and technologies which boosted the existing goal time after time for a step 1. In other words, by trying to process these very resisted cases, we kept getting processes and considerations which, when used on a step 1, would push up the existing state. So the state of step 1 got better and better and better and better, and the state of case and stability of these ones got better and better and better, and this wasn't the goal at all. All we were trying to do was get a hold of a dredge that would scrape 10 feet south of bottom. And by every time we'd reach for this dredge, why, we would find ourselves flying in another higher stratosphere we hadn't yet been aware existed up to that point. So it has not by a long ways been fruitless. The case as the black resisting 5 has served its purpose, and so it's time to end their misery. Now, the way you end the misery of a horse with a broken leg is to shoot him. This has many times been proposed where auditors have had a resistive 5. They had 15 cases they were working on, and 3 of them were resistive 5s. 12 of them got into beautiful condition and went out and did wonderful things in the world and so forth. And all the auditor kept talking about was these 3 cases that wouldn't budge an inch. And actually, that's what's wrong with that case. You see, his attention is fixed upon a mystery. And if he undid the mystery, he would find himself in the middle of confusion. And if he had this confusion undone, why, he would at least be in the middle of an unpredictability. All three places, he would be rather uncomfortable. So, anyway, with these flattering words with regard to a black five, I hope you don't feel bad if you happen to have a case in this state, because by the time you run some of these processes, you'll feel worse, but your condition will be better. Actually, it was a main line of investigation, which was a little bit different than investigation which had taken place earlier. One, in the first place, was convinced that it would be perfectly all right to take care of 80% of the cases. But then getting included into these 80% of the cases were all the complaints from the black fives. And these complaints were sufficiently strenuous that research and investigation finally did the same thing which the auditor does on these cases, fixates and concentrates upon the beautiful mystery, behind which there's the confusion, behind which confusion there is the unpredictability. So research and investigation itself was crushed into this fixation. And, of course, did keep on resolving then your higher step cases. Well, it's fine, and I wouldn't dare talk this way about a poor old black five, of course, if we couldn't do something about him. But where we confront one of these cases, which has a very, very poor level of reality in any degree, or has occlusion, let's just include both of those cases under the same heading, poor level of reality, even if they do have facsimiles, or can have visios of one sort or another, or the resistive five, when we're talking about this case level, let's recognize that communication is the essence of what we are trying to accomplish. We are trying to get an individual into a high level of communication. This then necessarily poses the fact that he must obey all parts of the communication formula. We must remedy all parts of this formula, and these parts are source point, receipt point, cause, effect. This, of course, has a distance interposed between it, so we can say the formula of communication is cause, distance, effect, with a duplication taking place at effect. And perfect communication would mean a perfect duplication. Now, an enforced communication would be an unwilling duplication at effect, but what we want to achieve there is a willingness to duplicate at effect, at which time we don't get any of the enforced characteristics of the communication. So we have a source point there for cause, we have distance, and then we have effect, which is receipt point. A communication is an impulse or a particle proceeding from source point across a distance to effect. When we get what we know as identification, we have omitted distance. Now that, so we have cause-effect as the statement of the communication of that case. We have cause-effect. With this add-up, we could then classify these SOP-8 steps. SOP-8, old SOP-8 there. We still use its step-level classifications. We would classify it like this. Step 1, distance. Well, it can be. There can be. It's all right with me. Any distance, all right. Sure. Any distance for anything. Step 1. Step 2, cause, distance, effect. Step 3, cause, distance, effect. Step 4, cause, distance, effect. Step 5, correct. No distance. That which he causes, he is the effect of. That which he is the effect of, he must have caused. That which he tries to look at is right there. That which he tries not to look at is right there. Distance factor's gone in it. Now, that's actually the only, and of course, as the distance factor goes, the readiness to duplicate just blows to pieces. We just don't have any willingness to duplicate, actually, on a very tough resistive five. He's unwilling to duplicate. So let's state this gradient scale again in terms of duplication, adding it in to the communication formula. We have Step one, cause, distance, effect, of course. Duplicate, why not? See? Step two, cause, distance, effect, duplicate it. Mm-hmm. I guess. Step three, cause, distance, effect, duplicate. Step four, cause and effect. Duplicate. Well, if I have to. Let's see if there's any place we can worm out of this. And step five, cause and effect, duplicate. I'm an individual. Now, those are your step levels. And of course, you go down to six, you get the reverse. It's liable to be all cause is all effect, and I duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it. I have to duplicate it. I am duplicating it. I have to. You're liable to get some kind of a mechanism like that, completely enforced duplication. And a psychotic has said, I inhibited the duplication. I inhibited the duplication of running around in circles completely. I have submerged it entirely, and I will not and will never duplicate it. And he explains this to you as he's running around in circles. And that's where that adds in. So, self-determinism actually reaches a very critical level at five, where the individual has no other choice than to become a complete individuality. And hope that he doesn't suffer the liabilities of this much identification. But his individuality is good, and he's not doing too bad. But he's got to make a big effort not to do too bad. His tolerance, actually, of effort itself is liable to be very poor. He's liable to do an awful lot of talking about what he is doing or what he is going to do, and very little doing of it, although he seems to be very busy all the time. I mean, this might characterize the case for you. Well, the distance there and duplication are the critical factors. The distance lessens, and this is another little law which is in here. As the distance lessens, that is distance tolerance, the amount of distance which can be tolerated lessens on a communication, so we get an inhibition of communication. Duplication. As we get an inhibition of duplication, we get of necessity a lessening of distance. Let's look at this two ways now. Now, as the distance lessens, we get an inhibition of duplication. The lessening distance is an inhibition of communication itself, which is what I just said by accident there. The lessening of distance is caused by an unwillingness for duplication to take place. See, the less willing an individual is to have a duplication occur, because of the consequences and all sorts of explanations and so forth, the actual mechanical fact is that he shortens the distance so that the duplication will not occur, or so that a duplication must occur. Look at the DEI cycle, and you find out the duplication was so much desired that he enforced it, and then he finally wound up by inhibiting it. And we see this distance here closing on the DEI cycle as it goes on down, desire, enforce, inhibit, desire, enforce, inhibit. And we see that distance lessening as these intentions are expressed on a communication line. All you're interested in, really, is the fact that as the distance lessens, identification increases. And duplication becomes less and less willing. One, as the distance lessens between cause and effect, is less and less willing to duplicate. And therefore, more and more identifies. You see, this is just really an escapement of the considerations which add up into the ability to communicate. And he finally gets down to the point where his ARC triangle is almost a point. Now, the funny part of it is, and this is rather humorous as one of these grim jokes, if the ARC triangle ever collapsed on the distance factor to a complete point, all aberration would blow. He would have brought it all in. But it is when it almost is there, under terrific stress and duress, that you get trouble. The distance never closes to zero. It keeps going down by halves. Now, you know, if you walked to Chicago halfway, and then decided to walk to Chicago halfway, and then walk that distance, and having arrived there, decided you would walk halfway to Chicago, you know that you would theoretically never arrive in Chicago. You would still be the last half of a half of a half of a half away from Chicago, see? Well, so it is with this triangle. And as its distance lessens, this halving factor becomes quite apparent. The individual doesn't bring it quite in. And the nearer he comes to bringing it in, however, the rigidity of the form with which he is operating there increases, because there's more darn stuff stacked up there that he won't bring in. If he could bring it straight in, it would, of course, vanish. Because he's the only one holding it there anyhow. So the distance never completely disappears. And what, in essence, you're patching up is a 1 over infinity of distance remaining when you're hitting one of these cases. There's still distance on the ARC triangle. But this is identification. Affinity is reality, is communication, is cause, is effect, minimal distance. And there is an expression of it: how bad off can a case get? See, affinity is agreement, is communication, is cause, is effect, actually is duplication. And distance is minimal. And there you have this condition of identification with no differentiation. See, you can't differentiate. There's only be one thing you could differentiate in differentiation, really. You could differentiate cause from effect. And you could differentiate one cause from another cause and one effect from another effect. Well, believe me, when the ARC triangle is dropped all the way down on all subjects to this almost vanished dot, but not quite, we have all subjects identified with all subjects, all agreements identified with all agreements, all disagreements identified with all disagreements, all duplications identified with duplication, identified with communication, identified with cause, with effect, with all distance. It would be enough to, looking and speaking would be the same thing to this person, identically. He would turn on the mechanism to look and start talking. He would start to walk and lie down. In other words, just everything would be short-circuited through anything, and he wouldn't have any differentiation there of selective actions. Well, this is identification. Every once in a while, you get a preclear who has a lot of facsimiles stuck close together. You know, each, a whole lot of facsimiles packed up. You remember News of the Day, how it has... on the screen there, it has a number of pictures which keep flashing on. They divided the screen into four quarters. Well, his facsimiles look like that. They're all next door to each other. The next step beyond that is they all go black, and he knows there's a congealed mass there that he has to hold out from him, but he has forgotten what's in it. That's identification taking place. Well, all right, distance is a terrifically important factor then, isn't it? Distance is a monitoring factor as far as the case is concerned. Is what distance can he tolerate, and so forth. Well, if I knew a shorter process to exteriorize people, I would give it to you. I know shorter processes to exteriorize people, but they actually require a terrific criteria and a lot of slippy touch and go on the part of the auditor, and after you've gone through all of them, well, your preclear is liable to reinteriorize the day or so later. So that isn't so good, is it? That type of exteriorization, then, is nothing that you would try to communicate to somebody. We'd need something that was simpler. Well, I say, I give you a simple process. This process then inherently must be something which I could communicate to you and which you then could do easily. I mean, it would have to be that, or that you could do and communicate to me and do easily. I mean, this would have to have a communication factor in it to be a good process. Well, this process, I do not pretend, is short. And that is why I have delayed actually issuing it, although I've known about it for quite a while. I have delayed issuing this process because it is a long process. And if an easier, faster process had have shown up anywhere along the line, why, of course, I would have used it and given it to him. But this is not a short process. What do I mean by short process? Well, I really can't tell you how fast you could exteriorize somebody with this process. You might take somebody who was a very, very resistive case and only run this process on him for an hour or two, and you would have him out. That's possible, you see, that you considered this. But it would be your consideration, my consideration, of what is a difficult case. There might be another case come along that you'd have to use this exteriorization by distance on for 15 or 20 hours, which is an unthinkably long time, but you might have to use it that long in order to get him exteriorized with some certainty. Well, now, I repeat the process, and I'm giving this to you now to add to your repertoire and to clear up any remaining cases which are not yet exteriorized, and to clear up any cases which are having considerable uncertainty about their exteriorization or are having difficulties in snapping back in. In other words, these problems where the individual has a problem with exteriorization. And we want to get this one out of the road because we want to go on to exteriorization drills and have this Black 5 problem done with from here on out. Now, the way you run this process, then, is would be this type of formula. Two-way communication with the pre-clear. Discuss with him some of his problems or what he's doing. Get him into communication one way or the other. Discover or improve the state of his ability to communicate with the environment by using 8C opening procedure. Then, if he showed any difficulty, really, in following commands, or if his communication lags were strange and peculiar still, I would start him with opening procedure by duplication and get that one out of the road. And then I would go into this exteriorization by distance right away. In other words, I'd remedy his ability to communicate with the environment and get a good reality on this if we possibly could, and then I would go into opening procedure, pardon me, I would do this by opening procedure, by duplication, only when it was fairly apparent that the individual needed to be hashed around a bit before he was capable of communicating positively enough to follow your auditing commands with some reality. In other words, I'd be careful of this case on the subject of following commands and communicating with the environment. This case that is having difficulty in exteriorization, I would be particularly careful about on the subject of, is he in communication with his environment? Is he following an auditor's orders? Because exteriorization by distance is a process which necessitates a subjective, not observable, obedience on the part of the pre-clear of the auditing command. So don't you come around to me now and tell me that you've just got through running 85 hours of exteriorization by distance on somebody, and then I go around and I take a look at this pre-clear to find out what's happening, and I discover that when he has a book in his hand, he doesn't know if he's holding a glass of water or a cow. You see that? That's very important. Very important to recognize. You have to get him into good, real communication before you, and you have to get him in a state where he will follow an auditor's orders, but thoroughly. Before you run anything like exteriorization by distance on him, because it's a subjective process. He cannot be observed closely by the auditor. And then I would run the process as I have given it to him. The essence of this is to make sure your pre-clear is going to do what you tell him to do, and that is remedied by, first, two-way communication, next, discussion of problems, next, 8C, opening procedure, next, if necessary, and probably will be, orbiting procedure by duplication. And then exteriorization by distance. And after you've done exteriorization by distance, you would do something like viewpoint straight wire on the pre-clear in order to pick up his perception, or you would turn right around and do some more 8C. See that? Wouldn't matter what you did after that, as long as the process increased his certainty of exteriorization. And we assume that you have done exteriorization by distance long enough to guarantee a certain exteriorization.